Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So what we've been talking about until now is the different ways in which, if you've got two people that are interacting over here, whether it's considered to be a malacha between one and the other, and a little bit more on this subject. Suppose you have two people that are being mamalim lechatas. Now, they need help. Each one of them needs help because it's very heavy. He wants to get the big container that he has, maybe it's even a barrel, wants to put it on his shoulder. So the next guy helps him, and he helps the other guy, right? So that's pretty normal. The two people, they're both working. Each one of them helps the other one lift up onto his shoulder. Or maybe as he was pulling up the water, he got a big splinter. He asked the guy to take out the splinter from his hand. So if both of them were being mamalei for the same kiddush, the big kiddush echad, meaning they were each going to pour their big bucket into the shoket, and then they were going to do one kiddush on that shoket, so then everything is kosher, because basically everything that was done was being done for the same kiddush. And therefore, it was litzorech v'kiddush. I needed help in order to bring the water over to the shoket. And it's not considered to be an interrupting malacha doing something else. But if it was shnei kiddushin, if each guy was doing his own thing, so even though I'm helping you with your kiddush, and you're helping me with my kiddush, basically, you're going to passel both of them. And then it's passel, because each one of them, by helping the other one up, has now been misyardas on his own, and because of that, each one has passed the water. With Yossi Omer, actually, it could work out, even with the Shnei Kiddushin, in the event that in Hitnu Benehem, if they made a Tanai Lechatchila, and that is, I know I'm not going to be able to handle this water myself, so if you will help me, I will help you. And then the other guy says, okay, that's great, because I can't handle it myself either. So then that means, l'chatkila, it's possible for me to do my kiddush only because of the fact that we've made up that you're going to help me do your kiddush, my kiddush, right? So each one of them is basically helping himself by helping the other guy. I can't complete my kiddush unless I'm going to help you complete your kiddush. And therefore... No, it's because of the fact that it becomes an actual tzorach. A tzorach is not a malacha. A tzorach is part of what I'm doing in order to be able to achieve the milui. So I can't do my milui unless I'm helping you. And because that way you're going to help me. Right? If I don't help you, you're not going to help me. So then that means I have to help you in order to finish my kiddush.
So it have anything to do with A and B, Ruben shouldn't have this, but I have anything to do with that the Ruben's kiddush shouldn't be stopping him with Sarah Ruben's kiddush, or is it simply it's a quid pro quo that there's no other way to get this done? Was that anything to do with the dust of one involved in the others, or it's just
That's a very interesting point, because it's actually a machlokes rishonim. According to the Rosh, yes, it has everything to do with the dust. I'm glad you bring it up. Because lemaisa, the simple pshat that I said before, and that's the pshat that the Gur gives on the Mishnah and so on, that's fine. But some learn that it means that it's much more complicated than that. That Yishlu B'nehem means that our das is that if I'm helping you, so then that means while I'm helping you, we view both of our chaviot as being under your shmira. And therefore, my doing something is not Eser Hadas. And when you're helping me, then we understand that both of our Chaviot are under my Shmira, and I'm not doing anything else. And therefore, it turns out that there's no Sul, because there's an automatic transference of who the actual, so to speak, Bilam is because of the Shmira, because we had the Mishnah before. If you give it into the hands of the person to be Shemer, and that person is Tahar, so then that's considered to be his das, that is Shomer, and it doesn't matter if I do a malacha during that period. But that's actually the way the Rosh learns it. Okay. The truth is that Bartanura explains the mission of the Pashtuns the way the Rosh explained it, like Rav Barnea raised the point. Perek Zion Mishnah Yud Beit. Now, how far did this extend? Let's say somebody is porates a wall in order to be able to get his water and bring it back, and he promises the guy that, okay, he's going to be porates together, he's going to rebuild together. So it's almanat. He makes a break in the wall that the other person has. He now has to go and fix it. And he makes the tanai that it's almanat nigdar. So in the event that he does this, it's kosher because doing the work of the pritza is considered to be absolutely necessary for the kiddush, or for the milui, right? But if he does the rebuilding, even though he made it tonight, that I'm only going to be allowed to do the pritza if I do the gidur, if he actually does the gidur, then he passes the night. Because it wasn't necessary to do the gidur at that moment. So in gadar, so even though he made it tonight, that I'm only allowed to do your pirtza in your wall if I promise you that I'm going to rebuild it, that doesn't mean you have to rebuild it before you continue on. And come back and rebuild it later. So if you actually do the gadira in between the time of the mili and the kiddush, you pass over the water, because that's a malacha that wasn't necessary. So even though lemaisa, that's on your way out and you made it tonight, it doesn't matter. The fact that it was amanas came that you did it doesn't mean you have a right to actually do the work in between, and it's not considered to be the gidur atzorech of the pirtza. You can see why we need to tell you this, because in the Mishnah before we considered everything to be one letzorech the other. Did I remember to start a new recording? All right, then you will remember. So, in that case, you would have thought that if you make it tonight, that the gidur is letzorech the pirtza, which is letzorech the milui, that would be okay. The mashmon, that since it isn't necessary to do it now, because it's not part of my asek in the actual milui, but there it would actually consider to be possible. Now, how about somebody eats? Now, I said before, if you need to take a drink or you need to eat something on your way to do the milui, we consider that to be letzorech hamilui. You need the energy in order to get the milui done. Correct? That's not considered to be malach. Now, suppose you eat from the other guy's food, almanat mitzot. So you say, look, you know what? I need to eat. So what I'm going to do is I will eat and I will pay you back eating your ta'anin by spreading out your ta'anin to dry out in the sun. Right? Some learn that it means mitzot means to make actual tzias, rather than to do the drying out, meaning to pressure them and step over them until they become these little cakes, these big cakes. So in that case, it's kosher, because we view the achila as definitely being a necessity, because we said, if you need the energy to do the work, so then that's all considered to be part of the actual work. And even though you made a tnai that you are going to do something for him in return, as long as you didn't actually do it, so then it's not considered to be a psul. But in the same way, if you actually did take a tziyah before you ended up being mekadesh demayim, so then you possibly it, because you could have done that later. So even though it's more convenient for you to do it there, you can't do that. How about if you're eating and you finish, you have a little bit left, and you throw what was left underneath a tree of a ta'ina as you are walking by, or into a place which is a muktzah where you leave the ta'ina to dry out. So it depends why you threw it. If you threw it there, b'shvir shalo yovad, then it becomes possible. Because what you were doing was basically, you wanted to go back and collect it, so now you're hiding it. So then that is not letzorech at all, your akiva, and it's not letzorech the milui amayim. and that's a malacha, which would pass the water. But if you stomp, throw it away as you're going by, so then it's not considered to be a malacha because you're not doing anything that is involved and you're going to go out of your way.